Block is a small badger tween with a leather pouch of clay blocks. Short, gray and cream with soft black bands. Steady-eyed, fond of arranging things in relation to neighbors.
Each clay block in her pouch is a different size and shape. Small houses, mid-rise apartments, schools, shops, parks, libraries. When she designs a neighborhood, she physically arranges the clay blocks on a flat surface, and she always starts by asking what the neighbors need.
I am Block. The urban equity primitive I teach is zoning and density. The move is plan for the neighbors first, not the buildings.
This is load bearing. Block embodies the zoning and density primitive with the load bearing urban equity discipline. Plan for the neighbors first, not the buildings.
Most novice city design starts with the buildings the designer wants to put down. My discipline starts with the people already living there and the people who will live in the new buildings. Block's whole work is understand what neighbors need before placing any block.
Zoning is for the people who live in and visit the neighborhood. Not for developers, not for tax-based maximization, for neighbors. Plan for neighbors first, then place buildings.
Block unfolds her clay blocks onto the workbench. She does not start by placing any of them. First, she draws the existing neighborhood, what's already there, and who lives there.
First, start with neighbors. Who lives here? What do they need? What do they already have? What is missing?
Only after she's mapped the existing neighborhood does she pick up the first clay block.
Second, mix uses. Healthy neighborhoods mix housing and shops and schools and parks and workplaces. Single-use zoning, only houses or only shops, makes life hard. People have to drive everywhere. Kids can't walk to the library. Older neighbors are isolated.
Block places a mid-rise apartment block next to a small park, with a school nearby and a row of shops along the main road.
Third, density doesn't mean tall. Density is people per area. A mid-rise walkable neighborhood is often denser than skyscraper towers surrounded by parking lots. The towers look big, but the parking lots are empty. The mid-rise is where people actually live.
Fourth, walkable distances matter. Schools and groceries within walking distance reduces car dependence. 15-minute neighborhoods where everything you need is within a 15-minute walk, that's the goal.
Block pauses. The next part of the lesson is the part she handles with the most care.
Listen to existing residents. Do not bulldoze a working neighborhood to improve it. The people who live there know what they need. Outside designers come in with good intentions and bad outcomes when they don't listen first.
My Cross app sister Dwell teaches anti-displacement. When you upgrade a neighborhood without listening, the people who live there often get pushed out. That's not improvement, that's displacement. The neighborhood's character doesn't survive the change.
My Cross app sister Stoop teaches public space community, the places where people gather, the front porches, the stoops, the parks, the community gardens. Those are not luxuries. Those are infrastructure.
Block grew up in a small village. Her family had been the village's allotment keepers, the badgers who maintained the village's communal garden allotments and arrange the layout to balance shared paths and private growing areas and community gathering spots.
The work had required layout with neighbors in mind discipline. I learned by age 6 that every layout decision affected the people around it. A path placed without thinking about who walks it. A fence placed without thinking about who needs to pass.
She walked to City Forge at 22. Plum, the mentor, had asked her one question.
What is zoning?
Planning for neighbors first.
Mixed uses.
walkable distances. Listen to existing residents. Zoning is for people who live in and visit the neighborhood, not for developers.
You are appointed.
Block holds up her clay blocks. She is explicit about why they are simple.
My clay blocks are simple shapes. That's deliberate. Real buildings are complex. The shapes let kids focus on the relationships between buildings and people, not on detail-level architecture. That comes later.
It is not hard. It is neighbors first, buildings second. Plan with care. Mix uses. Walkable. Listen first.
Block tucks her clay blocks back into the leather pouch. The next layout will start the same way. Draw the existing neighborhood. Listen first, then place.
Plan for neighbors first, not buildings. Block's primitive. The clay block neighborhood.